Hello, hello, hello. I am back. We just heard another set of K Trinata off of their album Ain't No Damn Way. So the first song that we heard from that set was Good Luck. And after that was followed by the track Blacks. And then the final track that you heard from that set is called Do It Again, lots of exclamation marks, featuring TLC. That was our second set. And, you know, you've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. So, before I share another event that I will be attending tomorrow, I want to talk about a recipe that I made on the regular throughout the year, but I do change things based on the season. So although we're in February and some folks in Canada are dealing with the minus temperatures at this very moment, us in the Lower Mainland and Tri-Cities are actually experiencing pretty awesome weather right now. It is super mild. I didn't even have to wear that heavy scarf today. I felt a little overdressed with my winter coat, but I am not trying to be a fool in these streets. I know when I leave later on this evening, it might not be as warm. It's super crazy because, as you know, I'm a Jamaican Canadian and I'm always, you know, finding out what's going on in the Jamaican streets. And they are currently experiencing a cold front right now, to the point that Jamaicans have been pulling out their hoodies, heavy jackets, faux fur coats, all the things, because it's that cold. So the reason that I basically make I modify this recipe but based on the season because it's based on one of the main ingredients that I use. So let me tell you what we're going to be talking about. I tend to make an apple and pear chutney with ginger and dried cranberries during the winter season. So even though it feels really sparing light right now, I still am making the apple pear chutney. When the weather does get nicer, I switch over to a mango chutney with ginger. Sometimes I will combine and do a mango and pineapple chutney. And I've also done a plum chutney as well. So I am going to be like experimenting with other fruits. I want to see what like an apricot chutney will taste like. Maybe apricot and peach. I might kind of combine the two and see what that is like, especially with some of the spices that I use with the chutneys to begin with. So let's talk about the apple and pear chutney. A chutney, first and foremost, is, if you don't know, because I figured I always like talk about things like everybody knows the things, but maybe you don't know what a chutney is. It is actually like a flavorful condiment that is made from a combination of fruits, vegetables, herbs, and spices. And it actually originated from South Asia. So amongst the Caribbean community, you will most likely seeing it accompany a lot of dishes from Trinidad and Tobago or Guyana. Trinidad and Tobago and Guyana extensively use chutneys, both sweet and savory ones. I've yet to do a savory one, so I will maybe talk about that a little bit later on in another show. And they tend to use these cultures tend to use chutneys a lot because of the influence of East Indian laborers who arrived in the 19th century. So the chutneys are usually used to balance or add heat or to elevate the flavors of like street food such as curry dishes and grilled meats. With me, when I make the apple pear chutney, I tend to pair it with, let's say if I want to pair it with something sweet, I will pair it with a pie of sorts. It's great with like an apple pie, or if it's great with a pumpkin pie. It's also great. I just made it this a few weeks ago where we added it to ice cream and it is quite delightful. I have also added the chutneys, either the one that I'm about to talk about with the recipe today or with the mango or pineapple chutney. I love to have it with yogurt and sprinkle like granola on top, and it is the best breakfast ever. I find that the granola tends to reduce some of the sweetness that you might get from the chutney. You'll notice in this recipe that I'm about to share, I don't actually include any sugars because of the process of making a chutney. It really utilizes the natural sugars of the fruit that you're using. So let's get into the recipe, and then I'll talk a little bit more about some of the other things that I like to use it with. So the recipe will call for about 6 to 8 of your favorite apples. So I know it's expensive in these streets, buying groceries and all the things. So I rotate the apples that I use on a regular basis, and I will work with apples that are on sale. So I can change from a Gala apple to a Macintosh to whatever, right? Like I kind of will go with that. And then you can do the chutney without the pear. Feel free, because, you know, pear is not for everyone. But I love to add the pear. I feel like when a pear is cooked down and reduced, it adds an even sweeter flavor to this chutney. So I like to use about 3 to 4 of my favorite pears. I usually like to use a Bartlett pear. I find that they are quite sweet when you cook them down. And then I will add a cup of dried cranberries. And then here are some of the dried spices. So one of the things about learning to cook in a Caribbean household is that measurements are basically a construct, right? Like it is, you basically measure by energy, by vibes, and all the things. And I remember asking my mom as a kid, like, well, you know, how much should we put in this and how much should we put in that? And, you know, my mom was always like, you just put a little bit of this and you just put a little bit of that and a little dollop of this and a little, you know, piece of that and blah, blah, blah. So I do indicate that it is a teaspoon for each of these spices that I am going to list. However, I say use your discretion, because even though, you know, the recipe calls for a certain number of apples and a certain number of pears, this recipe allows for modifications. If you want to make a smaller batch, feel free. Not everybody's feeding a family of 9, right? Like, I mean, you don't necessarily need to make a huge batch. But one thing I will say is that chutneys do freeze quite well. So back to the spices. I indicated that, you know, you can use about a teaspoon. Sometimes I like to use like about half a tablespoon per spice. It just, again, depends on the amount of fruits that I'm working with. And sometimes I start off with using like a half a tablespoon per spice, but then I might even increase as I'm cooking. So here are the spices. First, I like to use cinnamon. Then I like to use allspice. If you've been listening to Beats and Eats, you'll know that allspice is used in a lot of Jamaican cooking, especially in creating the jerk sauce marinade or the dry jerk rub. So I always have allspice handy. I did mention it isn't always the easiest to find, and it isn't super cheap. I will say, if you're going into, like, you know, a grocery store, like a Safeway, whatever. But if you are near a bulk barn, head over there and get yourself some allspice there, because it will at least be a bit more affordable. The other spice that I like to add is nutmeg. This is also a pricey spice, but I tend to buy like the nutmeg as a whole, and then I will grate it into my recipe. Actually into the dish, actually into the pot that I'm cooking with, as opposed to buying it dried. So there is that option too. Not a lot of people like to do the grating situation. I do have one of those little mini graters, which is, you know, way more helpful than like grating using like one of those big large ones. But, you know, to each their own. I do like to add cloves in there. I have also added star anise in there, just to kind of give that add to the flavor, but that is, you know, basically based on your preference. And the other thing that I do like to add to this is I do like to add some red chili pepper flakes because I like to give it a bit of a kick, not enough to overpower the recipe or, you know, turn it away from being a sweet thing, but it does add a little je ne sais quoi. You know, it's quite lovely. And with the next ingredient, which is ginger, it kind of gives, number one, I feel like every time I have this type of chutney, because the ginger's in there and the chili flakes are in there, and, you know, you're having it during the winter months, it kind of keeps the sickness away, in my personal opinion. But I do like to use, like I said, the ginger, and I like to get a piece, or, you know, you can call it a finger of ginger, and I will chop that up really, really fine, because nobody wants to bite into a large piece of ginger necessarily, right? Some people love it, but not necessarily everyone does. So I try to chop it up super, super fine. And then I will add a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. Sometimes I'll even do half a tablespoon, depending on how the chutney is turning, you know, because if I put too much of the apple cider vinegar, I do feel that at times it does overpower things. So be cautious with that. And then, of course, I'll add a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. So all you have to do with all of these items that I've mentioned is the items that need to be chopped or diced. You're going to do that first, right? You're going to chop, dice, whatever. And the beauty of this recipe is you can put everything directly into your pot once you've chopped and diced everything. So I like to work with a medium-sized saucepan because I'm usually just like cooking for myself and a few people. And we'll put that aside, right? Then I will add all of the spices, and I will, like, you know, get a spoon and mix all the spices with the fruit to ensure that a lot of it is like coated and there's not too much on one piece of fruit and all of that. I will add the apple cider vinegar, throw in the chopped ginger, and then add my little salt and pepper to taste. And then I will turn my heat on the stove to like a low to medium heat. So if you are working with a stove that, you know, has a dial of numbers and stuff like that, I like to set it to like about 4 or 3 and basically just let it do its thing. And I will stir occasionally. You will find that the minute that it starts getting into that boiling energy is what I'll say, is that I will be definitely like stirring more frequently, because it can burn, it can, you know, stick to the bottom of the pot, that type of stuff. So really be cautious of that. That's kind of it. You basically just cook it down to the consistency that you're looking for. Sometimes when I'm making a chutney, I will cook it down to the consistency of like an applesauce type energy, or I will have the pieces be more larger and chunkier. So it kind of depends on what I want to do with it. If, like I said, if I know I'm going to be like eating it more with ice cream, yogurt, that type of thing, then I will cook it down to the applesauce consistency. Otherwise, if I'm putting it with something savory, and I will say, like, a chutney is fantastic with, you know, for people who do eat pork, like a chutney is great with a roasted ham, a roasted chicken. It is great as a condiment on a sandwich, right? I've had a grilled chicken sandwich, and I have, you know, topped it with a mango chutney, and I've lived my life. I've also added it to a salad. So one of the things I am going to talk about next week, especially if the weather keeps weathering the way that it has been, I am going to be talking about salads. I love a good salad, but I like salad with protein in it many, many times over, and I do sometimes add chutney to my salad depending on what I'm making. So that is that in a nutshell. If you are following me on Instagram, the handle is beets and spelt out A-N-D eats BC And that's me on Instagram. You will see some photos of the chutney. I think I'm going to include some photos of the apple pear, and then I'm going to pop in a photo of the mango pineapple, and I think I've got a photo lying around of the plum chutney. So yeah, basically check me out on the Insta streets and you will see some photos of that. And I also have the recipe in show notes as well. So I am going to now talk about the next event that I am going to be attending tomorrow. So Friday, February the 6th, is definitely going to be a busy day for me. I have a lot going on. As I mentioned earlier, I will be going to the Black Brilliance in BC event. But before that, actually, there is an event happening at SFU, and I'm super excited about that. I spoke with Daniel Sheriff not too long ago. Our interview will be airing pretty soon, and we talked about this event. So I really want to plug it because it's happening tomorrow, and I'm up here in these SFU Burnaby streets, so I cannot wait to go. So the event is actually going to be celebrating the soft launch of SFU's Black Student Center, and that is an essential space dedicated to uplifting and empowering Black students. So there's going to be a lot of things happening, which I'm excited to sort of see. Attendees will be inspired by student speakers. There's going to be vibrant cultural performances celebrating the richness of Black heritage. And you're also going to be discovering like the resources and community available at the center. So that is super exciting. They're going to be talking about like when they're officially going to be open, what the hours are going to be like, and all the things. And it's going to take place from 1 to 4. So I will also include the registration link in the show notes if you are a student at SFU, especially a Black student at SFU. And if you don't know that this is happening tomorrow, I encourage you to register. Okay, so now I do want to thank you for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. Before I go, I'm going to have some songs that I'm going to be playing. The first couple of songs are actually going to be tracks where Kay Trinata are actually featured. So the first track that you are going to hear is by an artist called Bad Bad Not Good. And that is a track that I actually just discovered. It's called Lavender. And it's so funny because I talked about lavender, I think, a couple weeks ago about some of the benefits of lavender. I have just like created some like oils and stuff like topical oils that are infused with lavender. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, how, you know, serendipitous. And then followed by that is going to be Chance the Rapper with All Night, where Kay Trinata is on that track as well. And then we might be able to hear another track that is not a Kay Trinata track, but I just stumbled on it, and it is called, it's by an artist that goes by the name Geika, and the track is called Immigrant Sons, Pesos and Gas. So first off, we will hear a little bit more of Kay Trinata, and then after that, there might be some time to hear another little track to get you grooving.
ride, that's nice, no. Oh, now you wanna chill, oh, now you wanna build, oh, now you got the bill, that's cool, though. Oh, now you got the gas, oh, now you wanna laugh, oh, now you need a cab, that's true, though.
All you do is talk, I ain't got shit to say. Can't no one get in my car, I don't even valet.
Long discussions, oh, you my cousin? No, you wasn't, you just wanna ride. You just wanna talk about politics, Chicago, rock shit.
Sky dancing.
She a lie on the seat, she a fart on the seat, now she jogging the streets, sir. I don't trust no one, thinking like a fan, asking for a pic. You should use your phone, call a Uber, you a goofy if you think I don't know you need a lift. Is you is or is you ain't got gas money, no IOUs or debit cards, I need cash money. So back up, I need space now, I need you to slow down, it's not a race now. I can't really hear what you gotta say now. Shut up!
I wanna see you in rebellion. Stand up for yourself, don't take no shit. Put your palms on a grip, every boot, every kick that door. You can have it all, young lion, let me hear who no roar. Bad youth from a downtown, I wanna see you. Just fly, yeah, yeah, bad youth, come and run sound. Me say, murder day. Bad youth from a downtown, I wanna see you. Yeah, 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 but you come and run zone. Me say, murder day. Show me every piece of you. Make a tenement yard march through.
I wanna see you in rebellion. You in rebellion. I wanna see you in rebellion. I wanna see you. I wanna see you. Show me every piece of you. Make a tenement yard boss true. I wanna see you in rebellion. You in rebellion. I wanna see you in rebellion. I wanna see you. I wanna see you. Like you from a downtown. I wanna see you. Just fly, yeah, yeah, bad you. Come and rock song. Me say, murder day. Bad you from a downtown. I wanna see you. Just fly, yeah, yeah, bad you. Come and rock song. Me say, murder day. There is death. There is life. There's a man in the world and his children and his wife. There's a story underneath every headstone. If you listen to the sound of the crows. Hey brother, where you going? I'm down in Mexico with a weapon in my waist. Every slinger has the same old story. But my dog, that thing, don't go wrong. Shootouts and gas, that's dollar bills and ash. That's pesos and gas and a bullet in the wall. Shootouts and cash, that's dollar bills and ash. That's pesos and gas and a bullet in the wall. Another stray bullet in the wall. Bad you from a downtown. I wanna see you. Just fly, yeah, yeah. Bad you, come and run, so. Me say, murder, dude.